Christmas Day in the National Basketball Association is a time when many teams assess how they're doing with about a third of the regular season complete. It's also a day for marquee national TV matchups with three games scheduled today, including the first two games of the season on a major network. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob.
So much of the off-season talk focused on Kobe Bryant's legal troubles, and here the Los Angeles Lakers have the league's best record.
Yeah, right along with the Sacramento Kings, the other scandal-touched team during the offseason. Their forward, Chris Webber, had to plead guilty to a felony count involving perjury when he was at the University of Michigan and received money, apparently. So Webber, when he comes off his injury, will be suspended by the league for several games, and yet there are the Kings and Lakers, as you say, in spite of all those problems during the offseason, at 20-6. And the Western Conference is just full of good basketball teams, just like the last few years.
Why is all the talent packed into the Western Conference?
I don't think there's any particular reason. Maybe you can say that management has done a better job the last 5 or 6 years in the West than the East. The Lakers, of course, have three future Hall of Famers on their team with Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant and Karl Malone, plus Gary Payton, who may be a Hall of Famer. Nobody even mentions the San Antonio Spurs, who are the defending champions. They've won 11 straight games, and Tim Duncan may be the quietest superstar in the history of basketball. I think what sums it up right now, though, is if you look at the Atlantic Division of the East, it's currently led by the New Jersey Nets, who are 14-13. If they were playing in the Midwest Division in the West, they would be in eighth and last place with that record. That's how imbalanced it is right now.
Another major subject of preseason hype was the arrival of two heralded rookies, LeBron James in Cleveland and Carmelo Anthony in Denver. How are they doing?
Both are doing very well. I mean, each has actually lived up to the hype, which especially in James's case with that $90 million shoe contract seemed impossible. Now, the Cavaliers are only 9-19. It's not a great record by any means, but he's been their leading scorer. He's come to play hard every night. He seems to be improving his game. He's making the other players around him better. And Denver, with Anthony, is in position to make the playoffs for the first time since, I think, about the 19th century.
We talk a lot about coaches getting fired. One team has fired its president.
The Knicks fired Scott Layden the other day in a much ballyhooed press conference. They brought Isaiah Thomas to New York. Of course, everybody remembers Isaiah, the great player on those Detroit Piston teams of the 1980s, recently fired as coach of the Indiana Pacers. And now Isaiah rides into New York, where the Knicks have been miserable. And Don Chaney, their coach, has to be looking over both his shoulders every morning when he wakes up, because I can see Isaiah being president coach sometime in, the next 15 minutes. Merry Christmas, Don.
Doesn't that show that money doesn't necessarily buy the best team?
It does show that. Again, it gets back to managing your money. The Knicks not only have a bad team under the cap rules of the NBA, they can't make any real serious moves because they've paid so much money for so many mediocre players over the last few years. And it doesn't matter if you run the team or Isaiah Thomas runs the team or I run the team, until they get out of that cap problem, they can't seriously improve themselves except perhaps through the draft.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob. Merry Christmas to you and all.
Same to you. The comments of John Feinstein, whose book, The Punch, One Night, Two Lives, and the Fight That Changed Basketball Forever, is now available in paperback.